Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Krupp.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another week of talking about the political things that make a real difference in your life. And I hope you can join us for the whole hour because we've got a profound question to ask right from the get-go. That should help you in persuading, well, the persuadables. Here's what it is. If you knew, absolutely knew, and I should try to spell knew correctly, by the way, just noticed that. If you knew you were going to take a pay cut because a recession was coming, wouldn't you start cutting your spending in advance of that? I mean, it's just common sense, right? And in fact, I'm doing that very thing right now.
Yep.
I am cutting some of my expenses that I don't really, you know, I can live without for a few months to see how all of this shakes out. Now, doesn't that make sense? Well, let's talk about how it isn't being done in the state of Oregon. By Kate. And I'll tell you why she's not doing it, because it's a very critical Oregonian story from yesterday, just about that very thing. So remember, this show, at least in part, is about giving you, I would think, some hope about how you can make a difference in your world for what you believe in, for the values and the principles that made this country great, that our founders recognized, you know, came from God, inalienable rights, life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness. Well, that's going to be a common theme through all of our conversation today. But so also is personal responsibility, right? I mean, that goes along with it. In fact, I wrote a piece about this that's on DearOregon.com. You see those signs up around the state. You go check there. It's about scary Kate Brown and about all of her missteps in this whole coronavirus business. But the real thing that's scary is that she has no clue about personal responsibility and liberty. Baker County is planning a reopening of its county, and it's submitted a plan to do that to the governor. Good luck with that. Now, they ought, you know, I shouldn't have to say that. I shouldn't have to have that attitude, because it ought to be just in everybody's, you know, look, Baker County hasn't had a single case of coronavirus. So why shouldn't they be able to reopen, right? I mean, part of the criteria is that, you know, part of the reason we shut down, in fact, the main reason we shut down, is we didn't want to overwhelm the hospital system and the medical system. It ain't happening out there, but they're shut down. They didn't even have a single case, let alone a hospitalization, let alone a death. Shouldn't they be able to reopen? Isn't that a little bit of common sense? But more importantly, shouldn't the people of Baker County, who have demonstrated that they're willing to put up with the nonsense, and that they haven't had any resurgence of case, I mean, isn't that the perfect example of where there are places, and frankly, there are states that are choosing to reopen and beginning those stages, very carefully reopening all of those activities. Isn't this the perfect example of why we shouldn't have had to have been so severe in our lockdown? And let me ask you this question. Shouldn't local governments force Attorney General Rosenblum to put up or shut up? The story broke about Oregon City's mayor, whom is a guy I happen to know, Dan Holliday, who is saying, you know, they're thinking about maybe they might reopen, because he's talking to other mayors around the state. Attorney General Ellen Rosenblum sends him a blistering email threatening to sue him under the authority of the Constitution. I think somebody ought to challenge it, because I think this entire shutdown policy under the Constitution is unconstitutional because it has not been implemented fairly. And under the reasons and the rules and the rulings of prior U.S. Supreme Court decisions about the suspension of constitutional rights, I think, and I'm going to ask you this question, do you think some local government should force this issue into court, like maybe Baker County, if Kate rejects it, their plan? I think they would have a very strong argument to go before the U.S. court system, because you would force this issue. In fact, I think they, if their plan is rejected, they ought to take it to federal court. You don't take it to state court, where the attorney general is a far leftist like Ellen Rosenblum. By the way, did you know she's running for re-election? You should remember that. You take this to federal court, friends. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Why? Because that puts it in front of a soon-to-be Republican majority in the Ninth Circus Court of Appeals, the most overturned court of appeals in the nation. And ultimately, it would go before, potentially, the U.S. Supreme Court. There are limits to governor's authority under any constitution, certainly Oregon's constitution, and certainly the U.S. Constitution, to how they can suspend your constitutional rights, like going to church. It's okay to go to the grocery store, but it's not okay to go to church. Really? Folks, we have to stand up. So, Oregon City, by the way, backed down big time. But maybe Baker County shouldn't. What do you think about that? And finally, there's a great piece in the Epoc Times. Body autonomy. It's all about this business of vaccinations and herd immunity and all of the tired old reasons why we are told we have to have forced vaccinations because you can't have an outbreak. So let me ask you this question. That's a very fallacious argument too, by the way, but it's bought in by the news media and they influence people's opinions, which is why we do this show, because we want you to influence other people's opinions. So let me ask you this question then. Is the idea of forced vaccinations, is it going to gain new momentum because of coronavirus? And how easily we, the American people, we, the Oregonians, have allowed government to run over us and our constitutional rights. What do you think? 503-589-1220. That is the Power Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. We're going to go to Ron. Ron, good morning. What do you say this morning, friend?
Oh, brother, I'm going to Lincoln City today. But I want to address several issues with you. Number one. Okay. People are standing up. I'll give the town of Redmond. I got a few patriot brothers of another mother over there. And they decided to challenge. They want to know what is the end game is, how we're going to go about it, because it, small business, whether it's beauty salons or whatever else, they need to make money. And they're not standing it and taking it in anymore. That's what the rest of Oregon need to do, whether it's in Southern, Eastern, the coastal, or the Willamette Valley, or the Columbia River Gorge area, and, you know, we got to stand up. I got good news. A good state to the south is getting sued for taking the state funds and for illegal alien unemployment.
And we just did that in Oregon.
Yes, we did.
Last week.
You know, without the will of the people. You know, yep. I am sorry. Americans got to be taking it first. Oregonians got to be taking it first. And at the same time, Kate Brown is just carrying the water for the far leftist of her party, and yet she does not want to hear people. And the latest word I got is that she is going to try to slow roll everything to about July. Now, here's a good example. They have fairs and shows, as we know, they start usually around May. rodeos and stuff. No more than 50 people, and that's it. Now, how in the heck do communities like Eppner, Yoncalla, Newport, let's talk about over there in Clatsop County or some of the other communities in Hillsborough, we put a little urban area into it. They take in a lot of tourist dollars. Sisters, Malala, St. Paul, they are going to be economically devastated. A lot of money helped run the city's budget. But they don't, this governor do not care. As long as she can say, get more money, that's all they, but we know what's funny? Our president, Mitch McConnell, says, hey, you want more free money for the way you've been running your governments out there? Don't come to the federal. We'll suspend you based on your last quarter's budget projection, and that's it. No bailout. If we make a law, we want to be compensated, and you're going to have to learn how to get your PERS house in order. That's a good message. Even Mr. Scalise spoke about it this morning on the Hugh Hewitt Show. And I was telling these people, don't settle. Don't sit. Get involved. Come out and get some fresh air outside here. Don't just sit in the house and wander and get depressed. Don't let the devil use the word fear to control you, because that's what the retro Bolsheviks like Kate Brown, our Queen Kate, wants us to do, is to be submissive instead of reactive.
That's right, and that's why that rally on May 2nd, Saturday, is going to be important. I would love to see 10,000 Oregonians show up at the state capitol. Wouldn't that be awesome, Ron?
Yes, I would like to speak there. You know how to get on me? You know, I'm on Facebook.
Look, I don't even know really who's organizing it, to be honest with you. I just hope that it seems like it's gaining steam, and I think that's a good thing. Ron, I'm going to let you go. Thank you, brother. Be safe driving out there.
God bless you, brother.
All right. So I think he's right. I mean, I think it's time we stand up, because the concepts of liberty have been infringed on unequally here. That's why somebody should be suing Ellen Rosenblum and Kate Brown. Baker County's reopening plan is sound, and it is smart. And if it gets rejected, it ought to be fought over in federal court. Now, again, I want to go back. This is part of the show is about giving you thoughtful questions that you can use in conversations with people in your sphere of influence to persuade them. Here's the question to ask. If you knew that there was your pay was going to be cut because of a recession was coming, wouldn't you start cutting your own expenses prior to that? Isn't that smart? Isn't that what logical people do? The story in the Oregonian is about how Kate Brown is not doing it. Why? Well, Ron hit on it. I'll expand on it when we come back. Back in a moment at 6:20. Listen to Political Coffee. Don't.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
And you can send me an email to jeff@1220.am. Like Jim, who says, you know, I have to wonder if I'm just another lab rat in a grand coronavirus experiment. A certain big box essential business retailer is the perfect control group to show if the cleaning and social distancing guidelines are actually effective. Traceability of infections are perhaps the bigger challenge. When faced with that question, could someone trace their COVID-19 back to the visit to get lawn fertilizer and hummingbird food? Could I trace it there because it's where I make my living? Ha! This lab rat is glad to still have an income. I feel bad for those who don't. I have a feeling that a great many businesses are gone forever, and our bustling economy has seen its best days. As for the grand experiment, too soon to tell. Mask up, carry on. Is that the theme? Mask up, carry on? Yeah, I don't know. But something I do know is during this time, and since construction is allowed, you ought to consider talking to Eric Azer at Righteous Renovations. I mean, you really do. So many of our businesses, local businesses, they need your help. We need to spend money with them purposefully. We're getting this so-called free money from government, right? We'll spend it with many of these advertisers that advertise on this radio station, and Eric Azer at Righteous Renovations is one of them. I mean, he truly can make your home better with a remodel of some type, new deck, replacing a deck, fixing things that need to be fixed. RighteousRenovations.com. He's not afraid to put his personal faith in God Almighty into the name of his business. That's no small thing, friends. And if you read on his website, RighteousRenovations.com, you will see. And a lot of people are very satisfied with it. RighteousRenovations.com, Eric Azer. Yeah, you know, sometimes I feel like Jim does, like being a lab rat. But I have to tell you, you know, even lab rats have some common sense. The question is, does our governor? The story in The Oregonian by Ted Sickinger, again, who's a pretty good reporter for them, talking about, well, here's the headline. Oregon's budget in the age of coronavirus. Bad news on every front is the quote. And it talks about how the Oregon lottery has just fallen off a cliff. Why? Well, because you get it. You vote in Oregon lottery by and large in bars and other outlets. They're all closed. The sports betting app doesn't have any, you know, that's new, right? Well, we shut sports down, so good luck with that. The agency expects transfers to the state general fund budget is going to decline by as much as 40%. My guess is it's bigger than that, close to 50%. Now, all that money goes, some of it goes to schools, economic development, state parks, Veterans Affairs, Oregon Health Authority, and they're going to get less. But and the story is about how that this is an outlier. Now, before we went to break, I keyed on why is, because the story talks about how, I'm getting ahead of myself. The story is talking about how that even though the Oregon lottery has gotten ahead of it, because they've had to, they can only run at 16% administrative costs. None of the other agencies, however, are getting ahead of it. And in fact, the story purposefully exposes how, because Kate Brown is taking a, and they say it in the story, is taking a laissez-faire kind of attitude about this. Now, why would she do that? Ron hit on it. She's banking on a federal bailout to bail Oregon out of its series, many years of bad decisions. Overspending, not dealing with PERS is only one of them. It's also the incredible waste, and it's the Oregon mindset, right? You know, the stories about how the employment department has to hire these COBOL programmers because their system is at least 35, maybe 40 years old. And yet we have wasted, and I'm being very conservative here, I think it's closer to $1 billion, but I'm just going to say $500 million plus on these high-profile computer upgrade failures. And it's not just Cover Oregon. It's a whole host of other ones. And yet we couldn't get the Department of Employment upgraded to where their computer system could handle the volumes. Well, this is what they say in the story. The lottery is an outlier, I'm reading here from the story. Meanwhile, because its managers have a jumpstart on a plan to deal with it, while many state agencies are largely operating in a modified business as usual mode without implementing systemic cost cutting or other contingency planning. And they go on to say Kate Brown has taken a relatively laissez-faire financial approach to the state operations. She knows revenues are dropping. She asks business leaders for suggestions, but she isn't taking any action. She's not even charging the agencies with figuring out how to cut 20% from their budgets. Now, that's not responsible. You wouldn't do that in your personal life. That's why I asked the question. If you knew you were going to take a pay cut, not lose your job, but take a pay cut because the recession was coming, wouldn't you start pulling back on your expenses prior to that? It's common sense. Kate Brown is not using common sense. Now, again, this is an opportunity for you to ask that question. Use it as an argument in your daily life with whomever you're interacting with to get them to think about this. Now, why would you do that? Because ultimately, you want to persuade people to move towards the liberty constitutional arguments, because it really relates to everything in your life, and it relates to the fact that we as individuals have rights that government should never, can never take away from us. Asking questions like this gives you the opportunity have those conversations and begin that long process of moving people who've been brainwashed or who don't care. And now they do. 6:30, back in a moment. Lots more to talk about. Don't go.
No, that's not poverty.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
It is 24 minutes to the top of the hour. Great to have you with us. If you're, excuse me, if you're just joining us, the question to pose that allows you the opportunity to, you know, persuade others that are persuadable in your world is this. If you knew you were going to take a pay cut because a recession was coming, wouldn't you start cutting your personal spending in advance of that? Well, the story in the Oregonian from yesterday is that Kate is not doing that. Because she's rolling the dice that Oregon's going to get a federal bailout. Now, as Ron articulated earlier, Mitch McConnell says that ain't going to happen. The president says it ain't going to happen. Are they willing to reimburse states for their coronavirus-related spending? Yeah, absolutely. They should. But they shouldn't reward bad behavior. So the first, and we'll get to the other things here, including Rebecca's phone call, and I want to make sure, folks, that you you have an opportunity to sound off on this. But again, this show is all about helping give you the opportunity, some things to think about, some questions you can ask people in your world that can begin moving them, having conversations and moving them into that marvelous life journey of understanding where their rights come from and understanding the constitutional principles that are frankly not just in a written document, a marvelous written document, but it's deeper than that. They're God-given principles. Now, yesterday, I was at the Capitol with just a small group of us from several churches, as we did couple of months ago, we just got together and we just walked around the Capitol and prayed. And the park ranger there, because the Capitol is run by the state parks, the park ranger asked us not to stay in one spot too long, you know, ask us if to just kind of keep moving. And I had to leave a little bit early, and we had stayed, around the fountains area a little bit too long. And he walked over there, and I don't know what the outcome of that was, but my point was he has to abide by the rules. So he has to make us or ask us to abide by the rules. Friends, in addition to, and Rebecca, hang on, because I am going to get to you in just a moment. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line, 503-589-1220. And emails, of course, to Jeff at 1220.am. Prayer for this great nation and for the state. It has to be part of what we do. We need it. We need a massive realignment in this state. And the illogic of Kate Brown not asking her departments to engage in serious contingency planning. And the story talks about this. You know, when I was in the legislature, we always ask the agencies to submit budgets where if they had to make a 5% cut or a 10% cut, how would they do that? Now, it never happens. I mean, it rarely happens. When we have times of severe recession, yes, you do. We had to do it in 2002 from the, from the 9/11 recession, where we cut about 20% out of our general fund budget. And that's about to happen again here, folks. In fact, I think it's going to be worse than that. But the illogic of it, of not preparing ahead of time, nobody in their right mind would do that in their personal life. So if she's rolling the dice that she's going to get a bailout from the feds, that's another point that you can make in getting people to think about this. Why would we expect the federal government to reward Oregon for decades of overspending, for not addressing the PERS problem? And you relate that to people, you say, I mean, that's sort of like when you're children disobey you, you don't punish them, you reward them. Everybody knows that you don't do that because it doesn't work. Again, this is how we make an impact in people's lives. Something else, by the way, folks, if you are at home and you've been at home and you've been working on the house and the yard and all that, and you need to haul away all of that debris stuff that's been piling up, well, you need to take it to Clayton Ward Recycling. In the Salem area, they've been here 50 years, folks. They're family-owned. They're run by a family. It's easy to get in there to dump your stuff. It's fast unloading. There's no waiting time. You got some concrete. You got wood. You got yard debris. I bet you got a bunch of that. Dirt and gravel. All that stuff, folks, they take it all. They're right off the Salem Parkway at Mainline Drive. They're open Monday through Friday, 7 to 5, and Saturday, 7 to 3. Clayton Ward Recycling. Salem Parkway off Mainline Drive. 503-393-8700. 393-8700. Let's go to Rebecca. Rebecca, good morning. What do you say?
Hi. My education in a government-run state school never taught me George Washington's famous saying, where he said, government is not reason and it's not eloquent. It's a dangerous servant and a fearsome master. And
how true.
Lincoln said that we're not trying to overthrow the Constitution. We're trying to overthrow the men who pervert the Constitution.
That's right.
And a really good example is when Scott Walker and the Republicans took over Wisconsin. And within a year, they had put the budget into the black and had the government functioning well. But the Democrats spent tons of money to throw them out, and also had a huge walkout. And also the government employees came into the Capitol and defaced the Capitol, and there was over $1 million of work that had to be done to the Capitol after the SEIU government employees came into the Capitol and did that. And so then the Democrats threw Scott Walker out, and now it's in the red again. So their goal is to be in the red. The Democrat Party wants to be in the red. It's not reasonable. It's not presented with any truth or eloquence. But they are a fearsome master, and they want to be a fearsome master. They were the party that ran slavery, and they never gave up on their right to own slaves. Republicans are the ones that they blamed for taking away their slaves. Read it in the Declaration of Causes.
Well said, Rebecca. Thank you. I appreciate it. That's an excellent point. You see, the Democrat Party, its history is just flat evil, folks. And they've never given up that viewpoint of evil. And by that, I mean tyranny. Democrats love tyranny. They love imposing their will on you. That's why I asked a question about forced vaccinations. You know, that was primarily a Democrat idea. And it got a lot of liberal, pro-abortion Democrat women upset. Why? Because they were going to lose their parental rights. Parental rights given to them by God, not by government. Now, was the forced vaccination issue, does it get new momentum because of coronavirus? Let's go to Tim, who's on the line. Tim, good morning. What do you say?
I was thinking about home rule. And also the AOC, Association of Oregon Counties, under the county charter, may provide for the exercise of county authority over matters of county concerns. And they can also do emergency ordinances. So when I heard you talk about Baker County and no one has been tested positive, why wouldn't they have the authority to take emergency make emergency ordinances or consider it a county concern?
Well, they should. Action. And this is one of the interesting things about home rule. In Oregon, it has created this dissonance, Tim, if you will, between local government, county government, looking out for the best interest of their county versus the state law. And in fact, in prior court cases, courts have ruled in Oregon in favor of counties versus the state. I think you make the perfect argument that they could say, we have an emergency. This is a county concern. We need to reopen our county. I think they ought to try that.
Have you heard anything about the AOC taking any position?
No, the AOC, I have to tell you, is generally, in my experience of working with them, they're a good group, but they're pretty diverse, and they generally will fall in line with whatever the governor and the state legislature wants. They rarely go against state legislatures. It's sad, but it's true.
What I think would be interesting, since it's used the other way around the Supreme Court, why wouldn't Baker County just go ahead and do what they want to enforce the state to try to enforce it?
I think they should. I truly do. That would bring this whole issue to a head. Again, constitutionally, it has to be applied to it, and it has to. I think that's how the state thinks. 6:48, back in a moment. Thanks, Tim. See you. Call
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
10 minutes till the top of the hour. I got a couple of callers. Guys, hang on. Freedom Heating and Air can make your home a lot safer, friends. Really can. You should check it out. With their HEPA air filter systems that can capture a lot of the stuff floating around in your space. And also the UV light filtration systems that destroy and kill the viruses and the bacteria. They can help you out. Check it out. FreedomHeatingAndAir.net. They've been in business here a long time. Our lines are full. Everybody hang on. Got a great email from Rich. Says that a phrase we've heard is, if I can stand in line at Walmart, why can't we open the beaches? Seems to sum up just how stupid this shutdown is. Just like the church shutdown. We can't believe the aid and comfort to the enemy that has been done by Dr. Fauci. To be told by DHS no more money to Chinese biolabs, and then he goes ahead and does it anyway, and then predicts a major flu problem for the new president in 2015-2016 is terrible. Talk about deep state. I think Dr. Fauci would look good in an orange jumpsuit. Ooh. Rather than just resign and avoid prosecution. Let's start with the phones. Art, you're up.
Good morning, Jeff. This is what happens when a state becomes a sanctuary state, when they don't address the problems that they have. They just make excuses. And now Kate wants to say, oh, hey, we want the federal government to bail us out. She knew about the PERS problem. She knows about the drug problem. She knows about all this stuff, Jeff. And did she and the Democrats truly work together to resolve those issues? Well, heck no, they didn't. And also, the hidden economy in Oregon. How many people are working under the table, not paying their taxes, not held accountable? Lots of them, Jeff.
Yeah.
Hey, Oregon can solve its problems if it elects good leadership that spends our money wisely instead of lining the coffers of the union and the special interests.
Well, you've just hit on the central theme as to why Kate isn't doing any of these things. Art, you excellent point. Got to let you go because I got to move on to Glenn. The point that Art just made is exactly why Kate will not have the agency start cutting and getting ahead of this. Why? She needs the union dues coming in to feed the union coffers. And this is the big disadvantage of business. Business has to pay this new sales tax, and they're taking a hit, huge hit. We're at a disadvantage. The Republicans are going to be at a disadvantage because they're typically financed by business. The unions so far have escaped this. That's got to change, folks. Glenn, what do you think? Good morning.
Yeah, Jeff, the report, even the co-host that comes after your program, she talked to the mayor of Salem, and was that Mr. Burnett last Friday?
Chuck Bennett.
He was talking about the fact that the Salem Hospital was 50% capacity now and was 80% capacity last year. He was talking about the money they're losing on not doing the procedures that people needed, right, and losing, right, a lot of capital from that hospital. And then you come on top of that with the report from the Bakersfield doctor, Dr. Erickson, and what they're seeing down there in Bakersfield. And then I called my friends in Central California that are part of the St. Francis group of hospitals. They're laying off people because in one of their hospitals, they only saw three COVID patients, and now they have also quit helping all of their regular customers and losing millions of dollars in capital. Every hospital this is happening to here on the West Coast.
And the rural hospitals are the ones who are getting hurt the worse. Excellent point, Glenn. Thank you. And before we go on to Brian, I want to make sure, folks, that if you know you have the opportunity to build your immune system, why wouldn't you do that? I'm quite serious. That's why CBD is something you should consider. You should consider buying it from Pro Bioscience right here in Salem. It's the people that I sell my CBD to, okay, that I grow my own hemp. Pro-Bioscience.com. Check them out online. They not only have CBD-infused hand sanitizer, but they use the tinctures, and they have creams. They have products for your pets. And if you go online and buy from them, use the discount code SPRING. You get a 15% discount. Pro-Bioscience.com. Really, it will help you build your immune system. And that's good for a lot of things, not just this virus business, but a lot of other things. It's good. Pro-Bioscience.com. Let's go to Brian. Brian, good morning. Your thoughts. Welcome.
Thoughts on is that the only thing socialism can produce is more bureaucrats and regulations and shortages. And Tyson Foods just announced that there will be a shortage of chicken because they can't process them. So those kind of things are inevitable when you shut down the entire economy. And when people start hearing that they can't buy chicken, you'll find the panic buying again, you know, just like with the toilet paper. So they just add chaos upon chaos, and it falls right into, I think, their plan to get us to be more subject to the powers that be. So, you know, to give up our rights and so forth. So there's going to be a lot of consequences if they don't hurry up and open up, and there'll probably be a lot of consequences even if they open up to tomorrow. So it doesn't look good the way they're doing things.
No, it doesn't, and it's irresponsible. But again, you wouldn't do it in your personal life. You would take action. You would make cuts where you need to cut them, but Kate's not going to do that.
No.
You know, they quote her in the last paragraph of this Oregonian story. And instead of cutting, Brian, she says, I'm going to continue to advocate for changes to federal guidance that allow states to use CARES Act funding to supplement lost revenue or additional funding sources. So in other words, I'm looking for a federal bailout, and I ain't going to cut my spending. That's irresponsible. No. You wouldn't do that in your own personal life, and we shouldn't be allowing it to happen in Oregon.
Is she going to donate her wages like Trump did?
Yeah, exactly. Hey, Brian, thanks. I really appreciate it. Appreciate all of you out there for sticking with us today. Stacey Ann with Good Morning Salem is up next. In all seriousness, friends, I urge you to pray for this state, for wisdom for our leaders. As much as we know who Kate Brown is in her ideology of being a leftist, she still needs prayer, as do all of our other leaders. And maybe we pray for counties like, say, a Baker County that has a good plan to reopen. They've had no virus cases at all. Maybe they ought to take a stand. It needs to happen, folks. Pray that it does happen. Don't be afraid. Get out there. Put your mask on. Make it a great day. See you tomorrow, friends. Thanks for being here.